get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On this Friday. Yes, it's already Friday. Amazingly, it is. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two up in Lexington. He'll talk Alabama, and hour three will be Brett, BrettPowerSports.com. In Vegas, all your handicapping, all your gambling, all of your questions could be college football, could be college basketball, could be the games and how to bet them, wherever you want to go there with Brett. That is what we do hour number three. That is every Friday. There is no off season. There's a playing portion and a non-playing portion of the season. So we don't put that to bed. Only people who don't take it as seriously as we do have something mysteriously called an off season. There is no off season. It's always go time here on the show. So that's the layout. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two, Brad, hour number three, 615-844-5600. If you'd like to dial in on Twitter at Bill is King and email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. This was linked by Coach's Hot Seat overnight. Speaking of Brad, who will be with us hour number three, and the topic, you'll be able to gamble off of Dish Network. Dish customers can view odds, will be able to view odds and place wagers directly from their TVs. They can automatically set recordings or watch live sports that correspond to those bets as well. Fantasy leagues will also be included in the agreement, which will allow for the expansion into Dish's Sling TV and Boost Mobile at a later date. Quote, our deal with Dish TV and the technology behind it immerses customers within the next generation viewership experience and reaches these fan bases in a completely new way. How about that? You'll be able to on Dish TV if you choose. Now, I have, what do I have? I have Direct. And I've had them all. I've had Dish. I've had Direct. I've had Comcast. I can't even think of them all. And they all have their problems. Direct TV, though, is pretty good. It's the one I'm probably most comfortable with. The channels are the same that I remember, heck, back when I had the monstrosity. Remember the huge dishes? This is 20 plus 30 years ago, at least. Those massive dishes. And at the time, they looked modern. After a while, they looked like a big carcass in your yard. And they were solid. It was a solid sheet of thin metal or whatever it was. And ours was white, and it would get dirty just due to the weather and wind and stuff. It really became, now we lived off, so nobody could see it, but it was still an eyesore. Then they made a mesh. After that, they made a mesh. Remember that? And that looked a little bit better. Because where we, all just back in the country, they did not bring cable TV where we were. So you had to get those big old dishes. And they worked. I mean, I enjoyed them. Now with Direct, you have those tiny dishes. Aren't much really bigger than a big plate dish in your kitchen. A little bit bigger, but not that much bigger. And they'll come out and put them up and point them in the right direction. I guess, what's the direction? It's southwest, I think. And other than bad weather, if it's raining really hard, it does disrupt it a bit. But I've, for the most part, I've enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm more comfortable with DirecTV probably than anything else. But I've used them all. Yeah, I've had them all. Jeff in Fultondale checking in this morning. Bill, Les Miles is about to get fired. Yeah, we'll get into that. I don't want to do that here. Maybe after the break we'll get into that. Yeah, Les Stickles is in a mess. That's to say the least. Others this morning. Hey, Bill, what about this? Steve Angeli, quarterback, Bergen Catholic, up in New Jersey by Jim. Class of 22 QB, that'd be the rising seniors, current juniors, rising seniors, commits to the Fighting Irish. Appreciate that from everybody as well this morning. Georgia Dog says, Bill, and I'm getting a bunch of this. I talked to Adam yesterday. I'm going to see Adam today, and we will address this. I never look at the archives, so I'm not familiar with this. But Georgia Dog, Bill, the archives on the phone app only is screwed up. Still works the same on my desktop at work. There used to be a block that appeared on the phone app that was the Bill King Show. And it's no longer there. Yesterday, only 2 hours showed up. Yeah, I'll have to talk to Adam about that. I've had emails about it. I've had people send me messages about it. Obviously, there's something going on there that we'll have to talk about. Some kind of glitch there. We'll work on it. Julia says, Bill, I believe Sinclair is doing the same thing with gambling on RSN rebranding as Bally's. I won't read the rest, Julia, but I appreciate that note as you try to get your message out. No, I'll only read the part about Sinclair. I won't go any further than that. I will do what you endorse, and that's selective editing. Your group does that better than anybody in the history of the planet. I'll do the same. Walter this morning. Big Nebraska fan, Walter. Bill, the B1G brass won't allow any fans at their baseball games. Their buffoonery will never end. Yeah, imagine that now. We're playing football. We can play tackle football. Sweat flying everywhere. Face to face. Breathing on each other. But fans can't sit in the stands. Now they can at SEC. Well, selective, I'll say, at SEC games. Vanderbilt, the best baseball program in America. You know, I bash Vanderbilt, rightfully so, for so much, but not baseball. It's the best baseball program in America. They allow scouts and family, and I believe they just recently announced a limited number of fans and or students can go to games. It's a small number, but it's improving some. Each SEC school and or state, depending on what the rules are, right? You can have fans in the stands. Now, it can't be packed. But look, at baseball games, very rarely are you going to have capacity anyways, right? What's interesting is as we continue in the reopen mode, I believe Connecticut just announced some good news, which is very rare. That's one of Julia's states. I think they announced pretty much reopening and lifting a lot of the quarantine rules. I believe so. Anyways, what's going to be interesting is when it's deemed okay, and God knows when they'll... they're enjoying the power trip here. Oh, there's a drunken power trip. It's been going on the whole time here. But when it's deemed okay, whenever that day is, 100 years from now, maybe, will people go back like they used to at games? Or will there be... Remember, attendance was kind of waning way before the pandemic. People were getting bored. Even in the SEC, you'd have blank areas in the stands at games at various places. Alabama included. Oh, Nikki, really mad. People leaving early? Nikki threw a fit. Nikki, don't play that crap. You should stay, even when we're winning a trillion to nothing, you should stay till the end. Nick makes the rules. You don't. Remember that. I bet even when everybody takes a big chill pill and they get over all this, I bet you it's still kind of sparse at games. I hadn't thought about it a lot, but that's my guess. When Kevin Hagan comes on, obviously we'll talk Alabama. He's up in Lexington. That's where he's from, Lexington, KY. And he said he's talked to some coaches about the Kentucky rule that says you can come back this next year and play your sports, even if you've graduated. Now, again, apparently that's not just for seniors only, and it's also, they're saying, academics. If you're needing to catch up, you can do that too. I'm not quite sure how it works, so if you are a senior and you've graduated, can you just come back for the games? Kevin says he's got the insight on this, so we'll ask him about that too. Here's the break. There's the music. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's looking good right now here on 65 as we check it out live coming past Trinity Lane. I-40 has been moving fairly decent this morning out of Dixon County on 40 up by 840 coming through Kingston Springs. Just watch your speed out here. We saw him earlier just outside Mount Juliet running some radar down I-40. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks coming up soon, March 28th. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy and three different races, and we have a third different winner. William Byron grabbing his second career win in that 24 car at Homestead Miami Speedway. Up next, we are heading west to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
It was brought up minutes ago, Les Miles. And here's an article. This is USA Today. I'll try and get to the most important parts of this. At the height of his fame at LSU as the head football coach, Les Miles was accused of texting female students, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, and on at least one occasion, kissing a student and suggesting they go to a hotel after telling her he could help her career. That's according to an internal investigation released by LSU on Thursday. LSU's investigation was done by the law firm Taylor Porter. Did not find that Miles had sexual relationships with any of the women, but it found his behavior inappropriate. Miles strongly denied kissing the girl, according to the report. He said he did nothing wrong and was simply mentoring young women at the university. Miles also was accused by the athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team lure top recruits needed to be attractive, needed to be blonde and fit, according to the investigation. Existing student employees who did not meet this criteria should be given fewer hours or terminated, the report details. Now let's stop right here. And again, I don't know the truth. I'm reading you what the report says, but every school in America only has attractive females when it comes to recruiting, helping on recruiting weekends, etc. Come on now. You would have to get every school in America and admonish them otherwise. The co-eds that schools in America have helping them in recruiting are only very, very attractive. That's a fact, okay? And I think we know why. Let's not be idiotic here. So that paragraph there is kind of silly. Miles' attorney, Peter Ginsburg, said the coach continues to deny the allegations and hopes the release of the report puts an end to the baseless, inaccurate media reports. As the report concludes, and this is, again, Miles' lawyer, Les Miles' lawyer, the allegations that Coach Miles attempted to kiss a woman was supported by no evidence and warranted no discipline. The university, LSU, ordered him to stop hiring student employees to babysit, cease being alone with them, and attend 8 one-hour sessions with an attorney and pay for it out of his own pocket. If Miles repeated the behavior, the school said in a letter, he would lose his job and violate his contract. In 2013, and I'm skipping around here, so pardon the dead air. I'm editing on the fly. I've read it, but I'm jumping ahead a little bit. 2013, Miles and LSU took steps to ensure the records remained secret, according to a letter released with the investigative report. In it, attorneys for LSU tell Miles that should anybody request it, the school would fight the release in court. The student worker who told investigators that Miles had kissed her said Miles took interest in her career. He suggested that he could help her and asked her to put her number in his phone under an alias and said that he would do the same. They texted each other and arranged for a time to meet again. At some point, the two met off campus and she got into his car and drove around. During the ride, the student told investigators, Miles suggested that they go to a hotel together and mentioned his condo as another meeting place. He also complimented her on her appearance and said that he was attracted to her. Investigators wrote that they were not able to determine what happened between Miles and the student in the car. Miles denied kissing her, but even if they were to accept Miles' version of the events, investigators wrote, it appears that he has shown poor judgment. So, again, I none of us know. You've got he said, she said, she said, he said here, right? And it does sound like, bare minimum, he used poor judgment. That's, I think we can all probably somewhat agree there. Now, they're saying nothing sexual happened, but she says he kissed her, he says that did not happen. Poor judgment no matter what. I agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. Now, and we're talking about a student at LSU. I do not know who this young lady is. Don't know her at all. But why would you get in a car alone and ride around with Les Miles if you're a female student? Now, again, maybe she's naive and just trusted him, and all he wanted to do was help her career. That could be, look, that could absolutely be the case. But when he starts talking about hotels and his condo, I guess that's probably when it ended, I'm guessing. I don't know all the details other than what we're reading. Maybe that was it. Maybe when she heard that, she said, time to get out of here. That could be the case. Do we know yet if he's going to lose his job at Kansas. We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. But that's the story with Les. Kevin down in Georgia. Bill, regarding those old huge dishes in the backyard, meaning the satellite dishes that we used to use 30 years ago. They'd have them at TV and radio stations too, those massive dishes, right? Said, Bill, we use those old dishes for 22 short target practice. I wrote my name in several. You know, some middle Georgia redneck fun, he says. Shooting stop signs can get you arrested. But they can't get, if it's your dish and you're wanting to do target practice there, that's okay. Yeah, it's yours. I mean, practice away. I never thought of that. I just remember thinking how ugly these things are. Big carcasses in your backyard. Paragon SC up in New York City, big Southern Cal fan, checking in this morning. Said, Bill, I can listen to that song all day long. Yeah, that's widespread panic time zones. That's one of the more underrated bands, I think. Certainly in the South. That's a Georgia band. I don't know what they're from. I don't think they're from the Athens, Georgia scene of the late 70s, early 80s. Maybe they are. I don't think that's what their background is, like REM and the B-52s and all that. Don't think so, but I think a vastly underrated band. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, this can't be going over good with Miss Miles, even though she has known about it for a while. To rehash it, never good at all. Just saying. Probably right. Julia, Bill, is Les Miles aware not everybody is into young, pretty, skinny blondes? See Cardi B and the Kardashians. Shake my head. Well, yeah, I mean, he said they have to be attractive, fit, and blonde, right? Is that, I'm not looking at the article. I believe that's the way we just read it. I agree with Julia. It doesn't have to be blonde. I mean, if you witness the co-eds that colleges will employ for recruiting, recruiting weekends or recruiting in general, they're not all blonde. That's true. I think attractive is the main thing. But that one, yeah, I just wanted to go back. That one paragraph, though, that's every school. I don't care. And this may sound harsh, but you think a school, you think a football department, when it comes to recruiting, says, make sure that we have some unattractive co-eds showing the players around. Sorry, I am. I'm sorry, but that's not the way this works. Have you heard the saying? Let me see how I can say this. This is a long time recruiting adage. In recruiting, bleep, I won't use the word, is undefeated. You can insert the word. I think you know the word. In recruiting, bleep is undefeated. I don't know. If you haven't heard that, you just now did. I remember coaches telling me that 35 years ago. Or more. Allen in Tampa. Bill, taking a college student to a hotel room is a completely innocent thing. And I've got some beachfront property in Arizona, too. Yeah, that was not a good move on. Here's what it sounds like. Sounds like Laz was up to something. It sounds like not much happened. but it sounds like Laz made the attempt. Is that a good way to take those paragraphs we just went through and come up with a conclusion, not knowing anything else about it other than what we're reading? Sounds like Laz gave it the good old college try, and other than inappropriate behavior, poor decisions, I think that's fair to conclude, not much else happened. That would be my takeaway, not having gone to law school. Yeah, my next day in law school will be my first day. That's the way I would sift through everything. Last night, they had the ring ceremony. I tweeted that for you folks, and we're really happy. They went to the school, and they got their rings for the state championship. Yeah, that's something when you get to celebrate that. How many people, and this is just in the name of good fortune, right? In the name of being fortunate. How many people get to experience a state championship in high school? I didn't. Pretty much anybody I know, even my friends who are really good players who went on to play in college, I don't know of any of them that won a state championship. My best friend signed with Alabama, stayed there 4 years, basketball. Didn't get to play because they brought in Enos Watley, but he didn't win a state championship. Those are hard to come by. You can be the best player in the nation and not ever get to a state championship, not even get close. Quinn Ewers didn't win the state. I guess, didn't Quinn Ewers, top-ranked player in the class of 22, he got to the championship game, right, then they got beat. I think that, is that right? Somebody, you bean counters get me on that one. I think that's correct. Top-ranked player in America, five-star quarterback, Quinn Ewers, Dallas Erie, going to the Buckeyes. They're hard to come by. So they got their state championship rings last night, and very exciting. Those are memories that last forever. Alan in Tampa says, Bill, that word that's supposed to be in there for bleep is undefeated everywhere. Well, that's true. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, people are very ignorant if they don't think those girls aren't hand-picked. I knew several recruiting hostesses at App State. They weren't all chosen for their resume. It's true. Yeah, that's true. If you're a football department and you're selecting your hostesses, the appearance item is vital. Sorry. That's just true. In this PC environment, it's just true. And will be the same 10, 20 years from now. Take the break. Coming right back. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Brad, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THP was up there moving a stalled vehicle a few minutes ago in the Whites Creek area. They are 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike. As you come through Jolton, as that traffic starts to build coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, still not too bad on I-40 through Mount Julian as that traffic flow starts to build out of Wilson County right now. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Want professional tax prep at a great value? Jackson Hewitt has an offer you won't want to miss. For a limited time, we'll prepare your federal taxes for as little as $48 and no more than $179. That's right. Get federal taxes done for you by skilled Jackson Hewitt tax pros in Walmart for as little as $48 and no more than $179. This offer won't last. Offer expires March 15th. Stop by Jackson Hewitt in Walmart and get your coupon code and details. That's Jackson Hewitt, conveniently located in Walmart.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, is our premier full-service exterior expert. They're reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC. Backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 or online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour, and then Brad, hour number 3, 615-844-5600. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, sounds like Les threw the pass, but it was incomplete. Just from what we just read, USA Today's article, sounds like Les had intentions, but the co-ed thought otherwise. That's what it reads like to me. I think it's in agreement. Nothing happened that involved sexual contact. Now, the allegation about the kiss, she says, he says, that's probably not going to be resolved. Karen, checking in. Bill, Les would have been better served to chase a 5 than the co-eds. He sounds like a pathetic creep. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a good look. That's for sure. You remember my Les story, don't you? At the SEC meetings in Hoover, at a hotel. I've been in a hotel with Les. I can say that I have been in a hotel with Les. Second floor at the Galleria Mall Hotel. Is that, what is the affiliation? Is that a Hyatt or it's not an Omni? I don't remember. I've been there only a million times, but I just don't remember. But SEC meetings, this would be 2012-ish, probably. I don't think it was the 2011 season, which was Les's best team, including the 07 team. But I'm in there interviewing all the coaches one-on-one that come into our room. We were stopping. We had a private room to do it all in. This was not a hotel room. This was in the banquet-type areas, the convention-type areas, on the second floor. And they have these individual small rooms, and it was perfect to set up, SiriusXM set up, and then we would interview the coaches. And Les comes in, and he's a very, very nice guy. And we interview him. Before the interview, a couple of weeks before, God rest his soul, Bayou Dave. Many of you remember him. Down in Louisiana. Sent me a message and said, Bill, could you get me an LSU media guide with Les Miles' signature on it? And I said I would. Now, the problem with that is if you do that for one person, then you're going to have a million people hitting you up. So I didn't want that to be too public, even though I guess I did make it public. It's just not something you do for everybody. It's a big pain, right? But for him, he was old. He had had continuous health problems. He'd call the show. The wife would tell us how much we meant to him. I mean, I'm going to take care of this guy, right? So I got a media guide, and after the interview, I said, Coach, would you sign this for me for one of our listeners? He said, absolutely. Very nice. Again, he was very nice, very cordial. And I said, make it out to Bayou Dave. And he puts the word to, T-O, and then he writes the letter B, and then he stops. And let me just give you the feeling. Crazy Charlie and I do this occasionally on the show. Not that often, but occasionally, dead air. He just to give you a feeling about the awkwardness in the room after this, he writes the letter B and then... You feel that? That was awkward, right? Dead air. Dead air. Awkward. That's what it was in the room. It just went silent. You could hear a pin drop. He did not know how to spell Bayou. Make it out to Bayou Dave. He got the B. He got the T-O right. He could not spell Bayou. I don't remember. I think one of the... There's only a few people in there with me. But one of the producers... Crazy Charlie was not with us at that point. But somebody helped him. B-A-Y-O-U, Coach. I don't know if somebody helped him or put their hand on his and helped him write it. I don't remember. But he somehow, some way, we got that done. He spelt Go Tigers right. G-E-A-U-X. He had that. Now, again, I'm not a very good speller, so I probably shouldn't be making too much fun of him. I can spell Bayou, though. I have a Les Miles. I can say this. How many hosts do you know right now that you could listen to at any point who has a Les Miles hotel story? I've got one. That's my story. And we got the magazine sent to Bayou Dave. And he was very happy about it. Bayou Dave died, what, about a year or two ago? Passed away. He had, I believe in the end he got a... I believe from the doctor they diagnosed him with cancer there in the end. Poor guy. He'd send us pictures on the bayou. I think he had a shrimp boat. I think his son had taken it over. But yeah, he was something else. He called the show to talk LSU, but the very first thing he'd say is, oh, Bill, I haven't been doing good, Bill. Haven't not been doing good. And then we'd slowly get over to LSU football. He'd do it. Nice guy, man. He kind of had that appeal to him for some reason. The fans just loved him. Didn't matter what team you liked. He's just a guy you like. Bayou Dave. But there's my Les Miles story in a hotel room. I've got one of those. That is not to be disputed. That's true. There's not a he said, she said about that one. We'll be back.
Good morning. THP was up there moving a stalled vehicle a few minutes ago in the Whites Creek area. They are 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike. As you come through Jolton, as that traffic starts to build coming in from Clarksville, Montgomery County, still not too bad on I-40 through Mount Julian as that traffic flow starts to build out of Wilson County right now. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Masters Tournament just over a month away. Odds updated earlier this week. Dustin Johnson, the odds on favorite at plus 735. John Rahm and Rory McIlroy each at plus 1500. Brooks Koepka at plus 1550. And Justin Thomas at plus 1,700. NHL futures, the Lightning and the Avalanche, each at plus 625 to win the Stanley Cup. Golden Knights not far behind at plus 725. The Bruins at plus 750 and the Maple Leafs at plus 800 odds. UFC 259 tomorrow night in Vegas, the light heavyweight title bout with Jan Blachowicz, the underdog, at plus 215 on the money line. Israel Adesanya minus 250. The women's featherweight title, Amanda Nunes at minus 1,100 against Megan Anderson at plus 700. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
You know, one of the things that I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is that you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. And right now, you can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. Don't forget to take full advantage of this same game parlay insurance. I love the ease of use. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. It's easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same game parlay and use the promo code Franks at sign up.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning: increasing clouds, highs today around 55, later tonight mostly cloudy, lows near 33, sunshine for Saturday, highs 56, Saturday night clear, lows 31, sunshine for Sunday, highs near 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Also, Brad, hour number three. That's the Pretenders right there. Crazy Charlie said he used to go to Pretenders concerts. Charlie, correct me here, but you got tired of getting preached to by Chrissy. Is that's correct, right? I think I heard you say that once on the show.
No, I didn't necessarily get tired of it. I got tired of having to fight with people in the audience while she was busy, you know, doing her thing. And, you know, I'm there trying to watch a concert and whatever. It's your stage. You're the artist. You do what you want to do. But right. When you go see the Pretenders and the Stray Cats and ZZ Top, think you can imagine the difference in the crowd and who's there to see.
That's so, a clash.
And I mean, look, that was a great show. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was like a $10 concert, Bill. I mean, it was a fantastic, good nostalgia show, good set list. And, you know, I wanted to go see the Pretenders. I wanted to see ZZ Top as well. But, you know, those crowds don't mix. So when she's up there screaming about don't eat hot dogs and the concession stand is out there cooking them nonstop and everybody in the crowd's having a good time drinking a beer and eating a hot dog, well, I mean, it turns into, you know, two guys who I probably normally get along with just fine, ranting and raving, yelling and screaming. And I, you know, he finally got turned around to like, look, man, I know, I get it, but I'd really like to just listen to the damn song and just give me a couple of minutes, okay? We all paid $10 to be here, but Yes, her concerts can be rather difficult to attend unless it's one of their actual shows and they're the main focus. But, you know, when you're opening for ZZ Top and you're out there preaching to an audience of 10,000, you're probably going to have some difference of opinions, and I'm saying it as nicely as I can, Bill. I almost got beat up by like half a biker gang just for being like, bro, I'd really like to listen to Back on the Chain Gang real quick, okay? It's a cool song. I've always enjoyed it. I don't agree with what she's saying either, but I'd like to hear the song. And the next thing I know, I'm like, I'm about to be pummeled. And I was like, guys, I think we all get along here. It's, you know, cut me a little, give me a break here. I paid my $10. But yeah, she can get rather preachy and rather opinionated. And again, it's your stage. You do whatever you want when it's your show. But when you're there working with other bands and other acts, you know, you gotta kind of try to at least accommodate and assimilate a little bit. When I saw her perform at the Ryman on a solo show, I mean, it was a great show. Of course, there was all that same stuff that you would expect, Bill, but the audience was expecting it and was more accepting of it, and therefore it, you know, it was cool. Ryman shows are always my favorite. Seeing her perform live in a solo show at the Ryman was great. But no, Chrissy Hind is not an easy person to get along with, and her opinions will, frankly, probably piss you off, and she's had very strong ones over the years. Doesn't change how I feel about the music. You don't have to love the artist or where they're from or what they do. But because believe me, Bill, if it was me disagreeing with the opinions of the artists, we probably wouldn't have any music on this show.
That's true.
Because I don't really like any of what they got to say.
No, I'd be the same way. It was only about, and see, I don't like country music, but I'd probably agree with it, you know, so.
Some of them, yeah. And I'm not a stick to sports guy. I'm not a stick to music guy. I'm not a, you know, we're all diverse. We all have the ability to have multiple levels of opinions. But yeah, when I go to your show, please don't get me beaten up by the audience that's there to see the other band that you're performing with and working with. That would be like, Bill, like Pogue and Burton coming in after you and you getting them all riled up with some opinion and them beating the hell out of me for no reason just because I happen to be here listening to your show. By the way, I'd beat the hell out of Pogue if he I told him I was going to throw him out the window yesterday, Bill. I don't know if he's even going to come in today.
Even though it's one story, throw him out anyway.
You've seen the shape he's in, which is round and soft. He'd probably bounce and break. I was told to stop telling Greg that I was going to throw him out the window, though. So I've got to listen to the Johnson, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Johnson, and promise to stop throwing other employees out the window. And Bill, that SoundCloud thing, I know you're going to have a conversation later.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything is posted. Everything is there. I swear to you, I promise you, with the maximum amount of efficiency, by 2 minutes after this hour is done, I'll have hour one posted. So for those of you having difficulties, I don't really know what to say. We'll get it figured out. I just know that they're there. They're just posting in some sort of different manner or a different order or a something. But I am doing exactly the same routine as I have done with SoundCloud for the previous however many years it is we've been working with that program.
We'll get it fixed. No worries.
Yeah, I'm
no worries.
I'm not concerned. It's out there. It's totally free for you to listen to, totally available. We got the stream. We got the app. We got that stuff fixed. Somehow the first of the month got complicated issues. Bill, that first of the month, you know, you got to make sure you take care of things. So we've got that fixed. We'll get the SoundCloud fixed, and we'll do it. I'm here by myself. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm running about 100 different programs at once, but don't worry. I can handle it. Just takes a little bit of time sometimes.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Speaking back to Les Miles, when this happened, when he couldn't spell Bayou, when I'm in the hotel with Les, we agreed, the few people in the room, probably four people, producers, engineers, whatever, right? We agreed, nobody tell this story until Les is not at LSU. I didn't tell the story. That story held up for probably 5 years. Did not get out. I think I told some people privately, but it never got out. It never became public until, I guess, somewhere a couple of years ago on the show I told him. But it was after Les was gone. Now, yeah, he goes to Kansas. I'm not worried about Kansas. Yeah, so what? But, yeah, we held that one in good. That one did not get out. People always saying, Bill, do a book. You can do a book on this or that, Bill. And there are no plans to do anything like that. I don't have the patience to sit down and do something like that. I could, though. I mean, the storylines are unlimited. I could do a book just based on doing league media days, football media day. I could do a book, a big book, big thick book, the size of War and Peace, just on media days. SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, what have you. The time that Tubbs smashed a big fly under his eye. It was his right eye under it. And he didn't know the guts were all over his face. That's just one of about a trillion stories. Kevin Hagin coming up top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.